Pacifico, Bill Henry.
Hey, world-famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Now, we had another rehearsal this evening, one last night, for our forthcoming one-man show. And for those of you familiar with our radio show, you would expect and you would be right that much of what goes into our one-man show is going to be going, much of what goes into our radio show would be going into the one-man show, and you're right about that. We're several months away, but I'd like to keep you guys updated on this, as I do my BSPs, as I do, you know, everybody that has any interest in any of this. So we had a terrific rehearsal last night, and it's really going to be exciting. I hope that you stay with us as we kind of update you on how this is going. And one of the ways to stay with us and be a part of the updates is to join us over on our Facebook page, our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, P-H-A-N-S. And you'll know it because it'll say Facebook official page. Okay. You can also go over to Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry or get a backstage pass, which is the best way, because during our pre-shows here, 45 minutes of a pre-show every night, and during the breaks, we keep our backstage pass guys up to date on what's happening. As a matter of fact, I want to start doing a BSP of the week thing, bud. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you'd give away like a prize.
What are you going to give away?
Well, give away, I don't know, give away something good.
Don't give away nothing too good, because it can't cost too much.
Well, no, I'm talking about for the BSPs, okay?
He's talking about people that are actually subscribing to his website. It should be nice.
Yeah, but they already get it. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Oh, take it easy, okay, will you there, president of the World Bank? We'll be fine. Anyway, we're going to start announcing our BSP of the week very shortly. Like, how about tomorrow?
That's perfect, because it's Friday, and people can get to the bank. And in case you have a last-minute change of heart and decide to charge them.
Oh, so even... I'm not going to charge them anything. Don't worry about it. If you're a BSP of the week, although it's not a... If you'd like to be BSP of the week, send us a $10... I'm kidding. All right, so send us a money order. Care of the Phil Henry Show. So anyway, we'll be doing that. Probably do that tomorrow night. What do you think of that? It's a good idea. So there's that. And there's just all loads of fun and jollies to be had. Check out our shop, by the way. We have the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. We talked rather seriously, and we are 80% to the point, yes, in time for Christmas, we're going to have Milwaukee Lion gear.
Bitchin'!
You know, like a Milwaukee Lion shirt and stuff?
Yes. We're going to have at least we'll have a Milwaukee Lion jersey for you to buy in anticipation of the Dickman Bowl, which, of course, is New Year's Eve, bud, right?
Yeah, they're going to have a Dickman Bowl on a New Year's Eve.
That's what he just said, man.
Yeah, just...
Why would you have... What is it, Milwaukee Lion? I don't understand that.
That's the team that we have. That's the team that Jack I. Gagner...
Oh, that bastard.
Well, you know, Margaret. So anyway, we're going to probably have at least one item of Milwaukee Lion gear in our shop before the holidays end. So, you know, I don't know how quickly we can get all of this done, but I suspect fairly soon, and that way we'll have it there, and we'll even get it mailed out for at least the early people, people who order early, will get it to you in time for Christmas, okay? That is my fervent hope. But as many of you know, much a slip between the cup and lip, you know?
What does that mean?
What is that?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Much a slip between a cup and a lip?
Yeah.
It means that between the point where you pour the liquid into the cup and you get it to your mouth to drink, there are a lot of things that can go wrong.
Much a slip between a cup and a lip.
I know, yeah, but...
Don't tell me you don't understand that.
No, I understand it now. But you just go fast, you know?
Yeah, you need to slow down. Like with the time you said Rome wasn't built in a day.
Uh-huh.
Just slow it down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do you understand what Rome wasn't built in a day means?
Now I do, yeah. But the last time you did it, he went, Rome wasn't built in a day. And I'm like, what?
Okay, so what don't you get about that?
No, I get it now.
Well, what didn't you get about it at the time?
Well, when you say Rome wasn't built in a day, okay, I understand. But it has no meaning for my life or the personal life of me or anybody I know.
Yeah, I have no connection to anything relevant to me either.
It did, really... So, but you guys understand what it means now.
Sorta.
Rome wasn't built in a day, you sorta get.
Why do you even waste the time? Do you understand that you could have Jack Chanel, Terry Gibbon, all of the people that I've recommended, and instead...
Margaret, will you just... Rome wasn't built in a day. It means that any project that one would undertake, if you are going to become, if you're going to get a degree in medicine, if you're going to go and build a motorcycle, bud, if you're going to do anything, anything great takes a while to build, takes a while to conceive and to create.
Yeah, no, see, that's what we thought.
Yeah.
Great. San Diego man was arrested for porn linked to bomb plot. A San Diego man who was arrested on child pornography charges. Now, this is a great double whammy to have on your record, isn't it? Child pornography and, oh yeah, bombs. He's been linked to the Bangladeshi man who's accused of plotting to blow up the New York Federal Reserve in Lower Manhattan. The New York Times, citing an unidentified law enforcement official, reported yesterday that Howard Willie Carter II was an accomplice of Qazi Muhammad Reznawal Astan Kulu Bala Tutu.
Phil, don't do that.
I don't care, okay? I don't give a damn. When the guy gets important enough, I'll pronounce his name.
Yeah, man, that's my feeling. Hey!
Why are you promoting that kind of racism?
It's not racism. When the guy gets important enough...
You don't think that's important?
I think it's important. I think it's serious that there's been a bomb threat, and I'm sure that as this ass remains in the news, I'll get his name right, okay? Right now, I ain't getting his name right. How about that? Right now, he's some Bangladeshi guy. Anyway, Qazi Muhammad Jackass. How's that?
Yeah!
Oh, God.
Anyway, Qazi Muhammad Carter's computer contained emails addressed to Rakin, a name Brooklyn prosecutors said Carter used in the bomb plot. Nafis, that's his name, okay? Qazi Muhammad Rezwanal Nafis, okay? Nafis was arrested October 17th in an undercover effort that he attempted to detonate what he believed to be a 1,000-pound bomb, according to the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, located at 33 Liberty Street. The bank is just a few blocks from the site of the former Twin Towers, which were destroyed, as you know, in 2001. Carter is charged with receipt and possession of images of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct, according to U.S. Attorney Laura Duffy in San Diego. He was arrested October 17th by the FBI. He's held pending a detonation. So his computer contained emails addressed to this slob, this Yakin ass, the guy that did the bomb job. The FBI, conducting surveillance in the vicinity of Carter's apartment, found a computer and hard drive in a dumpster in the parking lot of the apartment building. Now, let that be a lesson. You know, throwing away your computer does not get rid of it. Bud?
Yeah, I got to keep that in mind.
Exactly.
You too.
Right, we all do. I don't have anything on my computer that I got to worry about. The hard drive, which was traced back to Carter, contained more than 1,000 images and 3 video files containing child pornography. Daryl Foxworth, an FBI spokesman, said in an email yesterday the agency isn't confirming or denying. You know, if you have a computer and you've got you take it and you throw it in the garbage, it doesn't mean it's gone forever going into a landfill and no one will ever again find out all the nasty, dirty, filthy things that you did on your computer.
How do you get rid of it?
I don't know. I don't think you can. I think it stays on there for... Well, let's find out. I'm just joking around about that. Let's find out. We can get on our computer expert here, whoever that may be, Jeff Dowder. Who's good with computers?
Well, I'm going to go through the Rolodex and see if I can find out.
Okay. In any event, this is a serious case. And I was talking before we went on the air to Dan about my former brother-in-law who was in the insurance business, who was insuring a house in San Diego. And he was insuring the house on behalf of the owner of the house. And the owner of the house was very happy to have insurance on his house. But you see, while these two gentlemen were negotiating the insurance for this house, the owner of the house wasn't living there. He was renting that house. But he was, in fact, doing his due diligence and getting insurance for the structure, etc. Well, guess what? While they are figuring out how they're going to insure this house, the tenant, the person living in the house that had rented the house from the owner, has in that house so many explosives, so many bombs, so many drug-sniffing dogs, helicopters, that you will not believe in your wildest hallucinations.
Isn't that from The Gauntlet?
Yeah, I'm just kidding around with that. But no, it had so many bombs, so much explosive stuff in there, that when the police eventually arrested this guy, found out what was in this house, this guy had explosives, I believe, and I, if I'm remembering the story properly, they didn't want to risk the lives of the bomb squad officers or the other personnel it would take to go in and remove all this stuff, let alone transport it to wherever they got to transport it to blow it up. They just blew the house up.
They blew the guy's whole house up?
Yeah. They just said, we're not going to go in and chance anybody's life. We're blowing the house up, if I'm not mistaken. And so, can you imagine that? And you own the house, right?
And the man had no insurance on the house.
Yeah, was he getting insurance?
I guess that was it. Or maybe he was changing his insurance. I can't imagine. The bank's not going to let you have, unless the house was paid for, but no bank that's carrying the paper on a house is going to allow you to have the, you know, sit in a house that isn't insured. So perhaps he was changing the insurance policy or something. But yeah, to blow this thing right off of its foundation, and to be honest, I don't know what the law says, what recompense there is for a homeowner. Well, how do you get back? What, you know, if you're a victim of crime, there are limited options that you have, you know.
Well, the civil law provides, though.
The civil law provides for, you know, suing and getting money from the families, etc. But getting money for the families of the victims. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're never going to, for instance, in the case of a murder, never get back the value of someone's life, you know.
Joe J. What's his name? Joe J.
Who's Joe J?
The man that killed the woman that was the big.
Talking about OJ?
OJ, yeah.
You don't know the name O.J. Simpson?
I'm not a football fan, Phil.
Well, you don't have to be a football fan. That was the biggest story of the decade. That was the biggest story of the last 20 years.
I don't think so. I think among football fans it was.
Well, you're wrong. All right, so let's take a break. We'll be back on the Phil Henry Show. We'll get on our computer expert to talk a little bit about how to get rid of a computer. How do you throw away a computer? If you've got a bunch of child porn on there, and you've got a bunch of nasty, dirty, filthy images that you don't want anyone to see, you don't want people to know that you were surfing these websites late at night, is there any way at all, of getting rid of those images? Or are you stuck with them, and will you eventually be arrested? It's only a matter of time. We'll be back to find out.
Cut it out, will you?
I'm joking. We'll be right back to find out here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
His name is Joe J.
No, it's not Joe J. It's OJ.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Now, welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. In a moment, we're going to connect out to Ted's of Beverly Hills because Ted's in, obviously, he runs a business, and perhaps that's the best possible guy.
Yeah, I think so.
To go to when it comes to asking about computers. And again, to that end, we're asking because this guy that was arrested by the FBI as being an associate of this individual who was arrested for the bomb plot. This dumbass was out there he was throwing away a computer, and here's Ted now. Ted, let's get him on the line.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for thinking of me when you've got a little bit of a problem. I thought I'd be here on a regularly scheduled set. We're still on for tomorrow night, though, right?
We're still on for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, of course, is our Ted's of Beverly Hills segment. Ted, question.
If I'm on right now, and I know we're on for tomorrow, I know, hold on for a minute, I got to slow down a little bit. I know that we're on for tomorrow night. Because we're on for tomorrow night, I guess my question is, do we still get, am I only going to do this segment here? What's the story, I guess, the question I have is, what is the story with the commercial endorsement aspect to all of this? If you could give me a little heads up on that, I'd appreciate that.
What do you mean?
Do I get a commercial here?
That I just called you up?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, you just called me up, and I understand. I'm happy to do it, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have, but technically I'm an advertiser. Now you have me on the air. Is this free?
My thinking was it's like a promotional appearance. In other words, if you come on with me now, it promotes you being on the show tomorrow night, and you're sort of helping us out. It shows a little side to Ted Bell.
right. So, but I don't think you're directly answering my question, but I guess if I were to interpret what you're saying, the answer to that is I don't get a commercial plug here.
Well, I believe that with you being on the air right now and saying, hi, I'm Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, I haven't said that. I, in fact, I don't know if you've said it.
Yes, we have. We've said we're going to get Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills on.
That's all right, but what I'm saying, and I don't want to make a big thing out of it, Bill. I'm very happy to be on the air with you, and I'll do whatever I can to answer your questions, but that's technically it's not using my commercial, and it's not using the...
You're right about that.
Yeah, so in other words, you're not using the produced commercial, and as a result of you not using the produced commercial, I don't want to make a big thing out of it. It's fine.
I mean, in order for me to put your commercial on the air, I've got to log it as commercial time. And if I log it as commercial time, that means that the entire interview.
All right.
I got to get clearance for that from the guy that runs our sales, David G. Hall. Otherwise, he's going to come down on me because we're only allowed a certain number of minutes of commercials an hour.
Well, I don't know what any of that means. What you're basically telling me is that I'm working for free tonight.
You don't have to be on the air at all.
I have to be on the... What does that mean?
Well, no, what I'm saying is I'm happy to have you on the air. The only reason why I called you up, Ted, is to get information on computers.
No, I know why you called me up. I got filled in by this guy, the kid that you have, Dickman. I'm trying to find out, do I get a commercial here or not?
If you want a commercial, you can...
You just told me I can't.
I didn't say that. I've got to get approval.
All right, well, I'm here. You're there, you know.
Okay.
Why you?
Excuse me, I'm hearing someone else talking.
It's Margaret Gray.
Ted, this is Margaret. I'm simply saying, and I don't have anything against you personally, but I said to Phil, why use you then? Why not just get someone else?
Well, I think we're beyond that now. He's got me on the air. He's been talking to me. If he doesn't use me now, then it makes, and of course we're talking about this, the audience hears everything we're saying. This is very unfortunate.
All right, let's just lessen. There's no damage being done here.
No, but the question still remains. He doesn't have to use you.
I'm not going to hang up now because then I look in the eyes of the audience. I look like a big baby.
Well?
Well, what?
Hold on. He's not a big baby. Ted's asking a question.
Phil, this started out simply you wanted to call him up and say, will you help us with the answer to a question?
And I'm very happy to do that, Ms. Gray.
All right, fine. Then why don't you do it? Why are you haggling over commercial time?
Because I've got a contract with the station that says I do a commercial segment. Now Henry's got me on the air asking me about things, and...
Well, Margaret's point then, not to embarrass you, Ted, was then why should I even have you on the air?
Well, you have to have me on the air now, because if you don't use me, then the audience goes, oh, look, they hung up on Ted because either he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's a pain in the ass... I mean, you've put me in a very bad position now.
No, you, Ted, this is Margaret.
No kidding. That's about the fifth time you've said that.
Hold on, Ted, don't be rude.
Well, rude? I'm in the middle of a working night. I've got a restaurant full of people. You called me up and you wanted to get the answer to some question. I'm happy to help. I'm here to help. Okay, great. That's what I've been. That my whole life I've been that. My father needed help. I helped him through not only fixing this restaurant up, I helped my father through his dying days as an alcoholic. And then after my father died, my mother needed help. She had Alzheimer's, so there I was, changing diapers on my own mother. And then my brother, he had problems in his marriage. His business went under. I took him in. I lent him some money. I got him started in another business. Helped him buy another house. Helped his kids through school when he was having a hard time. That's me. That's Ted Bell. That's what I do. I bail out other people. No one cares about me. Now, you understand?
Ted, I think Phil needs to hang up on you, and here's why. I think you're having some kind of an episode where you need medication.
Oh, I don't need any. You know what? Women like you, you know, all of you new age, damn you to hell.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, that man is in trouble.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never in my whole life never heard a guy go that way.
Woo. Yeah, he is having a hard time.
Yeah, I think he's got a psychological problem or something.
Yeah, more than a psychological problem. His brain
There's something definitely wrong with him. I'm going to call him back.
Don't. You're going to piss him off.
No, I know how to talk to him.
All right, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, and welcome back. And we are very, very, very proud to say...
Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills. I said Ted's of Beverly Hills. I don't know that has been the best use of a commercial announcement, Phil, given the fact that we had this disagreement. I'm sorry. But, Phil, I want to tell you something. The worst mistake the Germans ever made in World War II was the massacre at Malmedy of the American GIs. Because you know what that happened? What happened after that is when the other American soldiers found out that there had been 80 GIs murdered by the Germans, that stiffened their resolve. So they decided they were not going to surrender. They were going to continue to fight. And it was a big mistake. Now, what has that got to do with what we're talking about now? When you... pull my pants down in front of everybody.
Ted.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. When you grab my pants and pull them down in front of everybody, that stiffens my...
your penis?
Good night.
Why did you do that?
Well, what are you... get out of here!
Wait a minute, get out of here!
Unbelievable.
Man, I can't believe he did that.
Now you got to call him back and calm him down. And this jackass, Bud, it stiffened my...
Don't say it again.
I didn't say it the first time. And whoever told him he has the right to do that?
I didn't do it, man. I think he'd been listening to a lot of shows like Howard Stein and everybody.
Howard Stein. You mean Howard Stern?
That's the one. That's the one that has caused the problem. Have you heard the Howard... have you listened to the Howard... what is it?
Stern. Howard Stern, I'm sorry.
Howard Stern.
Have you heard Howard Stern?
Yeah.
Well, he's the one that has caused all of this. He's the one that has caused all of these problems. You have these young broadcasters now. They think they can say anything they want. They think they can walk up to people and figuratively or literally pull their pants down, point at their exposed private area and go, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, so what?
So...
what do you mean, so?
Well, look at Margaret. I'm not blaming Howard Stern for this dumbass that we got here, Bud. Okay?
He felt entitled. Do you know what I mean by entitled?
Yes, I know what you mean by entitled. And perhaps he has been influenced by the modern communication style, the modern vernacular, whatever you want to say, the modern communication, the modern language. But the fact of the matter remains, he knows better. Now, have you gotten him back?
No, he's not answering. I'll say, Ted to Beverly Hill, and I'll say, yeah, can I talk to Ted Bell? And they'll go, who's this? And I'll say, it's Robert. And then they'll say, Robert who? And I'll say, I'm Robert Leonard. And they'll say, okay, well, who are you with? And then,
will you get to the point? Are they saying you're from the Phil Henry Show and they won't let you on?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I think you'll have to call.
All we're doing is wasting time, I'll tell you that.
Well, I think that he owes you an apology, that's number one. Number two, if he wants any kind of reclaiming of his commercial and making him look a little bit better than he does, he should go on your program. Number three, he owes me an apology. Number four, I think I owe him an apology. Number five, Bud owes him an apology. Number six, I think in some ways he owes Bud an apology. Now, number seven,
well, you guys, what are you guys, trying to drive me nuts tonight? I get it already.
Well, we're just trying to cover our bases.
We have to cover all the options, Phil.
Okay, fine. There's got to be a way of saying it without listing everything in the world. Hi, this is Robert. Robert who? Robert Leonard. Where are you from? Well, I'm from the radio. Robert, you know, Robert, all I've got to say is Robert Leonard from the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, okay. You want to do it again?
Well, look at dude. Didn't you just do that?
Yeah, but if I do it quicker, maybe they won't have time to say no.
They'll have time to say no.
I'll do it. And just remember, you know, we've got a guy here that is a sensitive guy. He's a hardworking guy. Something's gone wrong here with Ted. We'll find out. I don't know what the hell happened. Jeez. Call him up, will you?
Yeah.
Give me that. Hey, Ted, it's Phil Henry. Hold on, man. I'm talking to you like one guy to another. Whatever I did, whatever I said, I'm sorry, all right? I'm sure that I, you know, you're having a tough time. You want to talk about it? Yeah? Yeah? The what? A guy you were in the army with. And you're stationed in Hawaii. And you guys were... And you got a letter, a blackmail letter? I'm not saying anything. Yeah, but they can't hear your side of the conversation. So you were stationed in Hawaii. I won't say a thing. I want Bud to get on the line here. He wants to apologize. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Ted Bell. It'll be just a second here. I apologize. Bud, get over here.
I didn't do anything.
You're going to do something now. You're going to say you're sorry. Here.
Yeah. Budley Dickman speaking. Budley L. Dickman? Yeah, Bud Dickman. Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Bell, I want to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say the thing that I say. Yeah. And I know it's probably having a hard time, what you're having. Mr. Henry said you're probably having a bad day. Yes, sir. I won't say anything. No, sir. You, when you're in the Army and you're stationed in Hawaii and you had a friend of yours in the Army, okay? Yeah. And the two of you were in a hot tub one night? Oh, okay. One thing led to another. And now he sent a letter to you wanting money? I understand. No, sir. I won't say anything. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Thanks. Bye. Where's Phil?
Went to the bathroom. Everybody, this is Robert Leonard.
I get to do it. I'm Bud Dickman. And
I'll do it. Phil Henry is in the bathroom right now. Oh, here he is.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I decided to take that moment. I know Bud was...
Yeah, he's okay with it.
He's okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And just remember, you don't say anything about...
No, I didn't say nothing. I was on the phone with him, But nobody... no one heard him.
No one heard him, not heard him.
Yeah.
So it was all right. We apologize, folks. Sometimes you don't want to put on the air those one-sided conversations. But in point of fact, sometimes it's necessary. So we're going to get...
I'm going to call him back right now, and I'll have him on the air.
All right, folks, let's try this again. The Phil Henry Show is very, very proud to present Mr. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Man, have we got the pork loin. We've got the all-day roasted prime rib. We've got the porterhouse steak. We got the Kansas City steak. We got every kind of steak. And then some at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let me tell you something. Your heart won't break when you eat one of our steak. Ted's of Beverly Hills. What do you think of that slogan, Phil?
Say it to me again.
Your heart won't break when you eat one of our steak.
Okay.
Will, what do you mean, okay? That's grammatically incorrect.
Who's that? Is that... Ms. Gray, can I ask a favor of you?
I'm just asking a question. Is it grammatically correct?
Is it grammatically correct? You suspend your disbelief. Ain't you never heard of that?
No, this is not a television show or a movie, Ted. You don't suspend the rules of grammar. You suspend disbelief.
I think she's right, Ted.
Right about what?
Well, I mean, I think when you suspend your disbelief in a movie, but this is a grammatical thing.
You just suspend the disbelief.
Your heart won't break when you eat one of our steak.
Well, what do you think?
It's...
But don't spare my feelings just because we had a little disagreement.
I don't like it.
Really? Well, I do. So I'm keeping it. Next point on the agenda tonight is the fact that you wanted to ask me a question about what, computers?
Yes, I did. I wanted to ask you a question about computers. The question is this. How do you get rid of information on a computer? How do you get rid of... Let's just come right out and say it. in San Diego, you know, they arrested the guy in the bomb plot?
Yeah.
All right. Then they found another guy that they think is associated with this guy who had child porn on a computer that he owned. The way they found this out is they found the computer in a dumpster.
Yeah.
And then the FBI found this computer in a dumpster. The FBI went through the computer and found all this child porn, found emails from this guy to the bomb suspect, put two and two together.
And so they and this guy was trying to cover it up by what? By throwing the computer away?
Yeah, he threw the computer away.
Bad move. Bad move. Wrong move. Wrong move. You're never going to get rid of the computer, the information on the computer, by throwing it away. That is a... It that shows you what you're dealing with there. That guy can't be that bright. One of the things I'm always fascinated with Bill, is the fact that there are guys, the guys involved in these bomb plots and the Al-Qaeda and all of them, they're about the dumbest people, you know, when it comes to covering their tracks and everything else. I was fortunate enough to get rid of emails. You know, I've received over the years a great many. People are jealous of me, and they threaten me, and they do a lot of things, and I've been able to get rid of some of these emails. Not that I haven't first turned them over to the authorities, but I don't want them in my computer. And
well, do the authorities just take the drive?
Sometimes they do. They just want copies. And sometimes it's just, so I got rid of, this last couple of weeks, I was able to get rid of some email that I received, and no one will ever, ever, ever see it. It's gone forever. I was able to get rid of it. That's the end of that, and I'm very happy. Now, how did I do that? Well, I don't know. You know,
what, Mr. Bell?
Yeah.
Was one of them from that guy in Hawaii?
Okay. Can you...
Hit the jingle fast.
What?
You better hit that jingle or someone dies. Hit the jingle or someone dies. Now, let me tell you...
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
We'll...
Okay,
we will be right back on the Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Ted. That was great. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
Back in the bowl before they pulled the chain or jump in after it. This is Ted Bell for Ted's Beverly Hills.
So you're going to have to help me. We also are joined at this particular point in the program.
You're going to say, I think there was a Freudian slip there. It sounded like the broken program, okay?
All right, Ted. You're now telling me, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. Is David G. Hall there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
You're telling me you made all that up.
Made it up, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's real to me.
Let me ask both of you idiots a question, okay?
I don't like being called an idiot.
Yeah, let me ask both of you idiots a question, okay? Okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah?
What makes you think that if I was really being blackmailed by a buddy in the Army who I had a homosexual relationship with, I'd lay it on Bud Dickman? That's the thing I can't believe you bought, Phil.
I mean, I...
Now, what do you mean? You're trying to tell me I'm dumb?
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. In fact, I'm not trying to tell you. I am telling you.
Well, Ted, I've known you for a lot of years.
Margaret, why don't you just stay out of it, okay? You've already shown your true colors, all right? You're a backstabber. I thought you were a friend of mine.
How was I a backstabber, I'd like to know?
Because you bought it.
Of course I bought it. There was nothing in what you said that would indicate... that there was anything made up about any of that.
Well, what? What are you trying to tell me?
Look, Ted, when we came on the air tonight...
No. Hold on. David, take over. Now, Phil, look, Ted is a sponsor of ours. He's already told you that it was made up. Why are you now querying him and questioning him and interrogating him like he's some punk in a police station? Yeah, what do you think, I'm some kind of punk? You think I'm some punk that you're going to sit down and interrogate, huh? But I tell you what, I've been dealing with punks like you all of my life, okay?
I don't need to be called a punk either.
Well, all I'm saying is, What makes you think it's true?
Because when we called...
Don't ask him that. Now he's going to go through the whole history.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. When we called him up tonight, we wanted to find out about computers, and we heard a guy that was stressed out. He was yelling at us. He hung up on us.
I wasn't yelling at you. You guys were asking me stupid questions, okay? I was asking you about whether or not my commercial was going to be... If I would... Oh, forget it. You were asking about the compensation of the commercials? Yes.
Oh. Yeah, he wanted to know. I called him up and I said, "Ted, would you answer some questions?" And
no, you didn't ask me that. The other dumbass did.
I'm the guy to talk to, Mr. Bell. No one call me a dumbass.
Well, that's what I'm calling you. And I'm saying that when you were asking me all these questions, I couldn't understand you. I didn't know what was coming out of your mouth, whether they were words, whether you were grunting or belching. I don't know what this guy was talking about.
Well, what didn't you understand?
This guy calls me up and says the following. Hey, Mr. Bell, we want to find out about computers and how to get rid of them. I'm saying, are you serious? He goes, no. And I said, well, then what's the question? He says, no, I mean yes. And I said, so you're serious or you're not? He said, no. So that took another 5 minutes.
Wait. What did you do, Robert?
I got confused. He said to me, and that's when I said to him, I said, yeah. And
what?
Can I just say something?
Go ahead.
What did you ask? Forget about Robert. What was the question?
The question was, how do you get rid of information off of a computer?
Oh, yeah? Why do you want to know that?
Because I'm reading a news story. What do you mean, why do I want to know that? I'm reading a news story.
David, we're dealing with a news story on the bomb suspect in San Diego.
Hey, what are you, Barbara Walters, all of a sudden? I'm talking to Phil, okay?
I will not be spoken to that way, and I'll tell you this right now. The next time I see you, I'll put both your eyes out.
Hey, you know, this is getting way out of...
I am not going to be spoken to like that.
Phil, when you brought that broad on your program, I...
Okay, you know what? I won't... when we get this thing sorted out, we can get these guys back on the air. Get him out of there, okay?
Who?
David Hall. Get this guy Ted back. I don't want to talk to David at all.
I won't have him talk to me like that.
Hey, Ted?
Yeah, I'm right here.
No, David.
Well, he's standing right there.
I don't care. I'm not talking to him. Tell him to go out and sell some airtime.
He says to go sell some airtime. What? That's what he said.
Okay. Did you tell Robert... Okay.
First things first, my man. First things first. What did you call me up to do?
I called you up to tell me how to get rid of stuff off of a computer.
Okay.
All right. Now, you then engaged me in the question of, am I going to get a commercial played?
I wanted to know, yes, if I was going to be given some commercial consideration.
And I said to you, I got to talk to you-know-who.
Right.
Well, we never did get around to that because you got angry at me.
I got angry, yeah.
And you hung the phone up. So the immediate conversation had to do with your mood and whether or not you were in a good mood. I mean, what was going on? I mean, you were yelling at us. We were wondering, did you have a tough day? What's the story? So I call you back. We finally get you on the phone. You tell me this whole story, and you told Robert, and then you told Bud, you know.
Well, what, you want to go ahead and repeat it now? I told you, I'm kidding.
About a guy, you and a guy having a relationship in the army in Hawaii that was gay, and...
I didn't say gay. I didn't say gay, and that's why that dumbass fell for it. Okay?
Well, come on, man.
I didn't say it.
You said you was in the army in Hawaii and everything, and then you come back here and you're getting blackmailed.
All right. I made it up.
Why'd you make it up?
What do you mean, why'd I make it up? Because I saw it on TV last night.
Where did you see it on TV?
Oh, my God. Now I remember. That was in Advice and Consent. It was a film in 1962 with Walter Pigeon, and it was also...
Walter Pigeon. Oh, God. The guy's name was Walter Pigeon.
I know that, but I thought I'd have some respect for him because I don't think it's a very attractive name. So I decided to call him Walter Pigeon and not Walter Pigeon, if it's all the same to you. I have respect for people.
Why don't you have some respect for the guy and call him by his name? Walter Pigeon is not going to make his family happy.
It's Walter Pigeon, right?
Yes.
That's right. That was in the film, the Walter Pigeon story. And
no, it wasn't. It was in the movie.
I'm sorry. It was in the movie Advice and Consent.
I never saw the Walter Pigeon story.
What was that, a bird movie?
No, it wasn't a bird movie.
That guy trying to be funny? I'm talking about the movie Advice and Consent. It was in that movie. I saw it last night on TV. Asked my wife, Marcy. She was there. She saw it, too.
So why did you come on the show tonight and start talking about that?
Just to see how dumb you guys are. And you're dumb. Oh, woo! You're dumb. Dum-da-dum-da-dum-dum.
Yeah, but why tonight of all nights?
Hey. What's going on here anyway? I gave you my story, okay?
The timing is very suspect.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means that just out of the blue, you decide to make up a story about having a gay relationship with a guy in the army in Hawaii.
It's right out of the movie Advising Consent. You think if I was going to make that up, if that actually happened to me... Oh, yeah, that's right, Phil. Something happened to me in my life that was absolutely identical to what was written in the book by the guy that did the thing. I don't know who the hell the guy was that wrote the book.
Why don't you look up and find out who wrote that book?
The Walter Pigeon book?
It's not a Walter Pigeon book. It's the book Advise and Consent.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay. Have one of those two dumbasses look that up, and by next week when they finally figure it out, you'll see that it's in the book. What makes you think that my life is going to exactly mirror some guy's book?
Maybe the guy wrote the book after he found out about you.
What? I was in the army in the 80s. Walter Pigeon wrote the guy...
Will you guys just... We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. Coming up next hour, more news to get into. The Detroit Tigers have won the American League Championship, and the campaign, that is the presidential campaign, takes a break for a night of laughs. We'll find out what they were laughing at, or who they were laughing at, or what they were laughing about. Also, a scout pervert list is revealed.
Phil.
Woo. Weird.
I beg your pardon.